What is going down, everyone? It's time for MojoBreak.com, The Hype, episode 226. The Super Bowl week is here. We're going to talk about that at the beginning, but we've got Jason Dominguez. His card sold for an extreme amount of money. We're going to dissect that and compare him to some of the other big Bowman Superfractor sales. We're going to do Guess That Price. I got to retain the crown. I slaughtered these guys last time, so I got to make sure I hold that crown and play along at home as well. We got another good giveaway for this week. There's so many things to talk about in this hobby. It's Super Bowl week. We got prop bets going on. We got the Rams that are about to lose to the Bengals. great week, man. Dan, how are you feeling about the game on Sunday?
Feeling good. You know, I'm starting to get nervous a little bit. I mean, nervous not that about the game, just, you know, it's getting close to the game time.
Yeah, it's
I'm not nervous about if the Rams are going to show up or not. They're on fire right now, and they have a good matchup against the Bengals. So I'm confident. I'll be there. The halftime show should be pretty cool. I'll be able to see it in person. It'll probably be better on TV, so I will be recording it, and I'll actually be able to go home on Monday or Tuesday and rewatch the game and see pretty much everything I missed.
Yeah, the week leading up to the Super Bowl, when your team is in it, I was going to ask C-Rat it, but you probably don't know how that feels, so you can't probably relate. But
in high school, it was pretty crazy.
With the Buccaneers, the Gruden Bowl.
I generally don't like to remember too much about that, though, because we lost. But
in
terms of the week leading up to it, it was as a teenager in high school, it was pretty cool to be at school every day and everybody's like going crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's definitely. And I've in my adult life, my team has lost both.
Yeah,
times.
I hope
so. It's almost better to get
I
out.
We weren't gonna reminisce and be like, well, yeah, I understand. Like 1994. When I was 12.
And Cody has a camera now, guys. It's been a couple weeks without having a new camera with the setup. He's here.
I'm here.
Any predictions for the Super Bowl, Cody? Who do you want to see win?
Be careful.
I want to see myself eat a huge plate of chili and spaghetti. I'm trying it this Sunday, the Cincinnati treat. Not doing the Skyline chili. I was like, importing is a weird word to say for something that's in Ohio, but a little expensive to get that shipped from Ohio to the Bay Area. So just going to be making some chili at home, doing the cheese, doing a little other stuff too. Some LA style, like street tacos as well, smoking some ribs. I'm looking forward to eating. It's really what I'm trying to say.
I love that.
Like that whole style of a Super Bowl party where you take the teams that are in it, their areas, and then you basically make the cuisine similar to that.
I was getting real, real tired of clam chowder. I'll tell you that. Boston cream pies and clam chowder. I'm like, we got to get somebody else in this. Because the first year we did it was New Orleans was in the Super Bowl. So we're like, let's have New Orleans food. It's an excuse to have it. And then it was like, didn't think about the fact that Tom Brady is Tom Brady, and it's like, how many times can I eat food from the Boston area? Like,
I'm skipping the time. Is that an Ohio thing?
It's spaghetti and chili specifically.
Weird.
Is an Ohio.
Wait, like
spaghetti noodles with, instead of like spaghetti sauce on it, you put chili on it?
It's regular plain spaghetti noodles. From my understanding, if there's anyone from Cincinnati out there, if there's a trick to it, let me know. But just basic spaghetti noodles, chili, and a mound of shredded cheddar cheese. Add some onions in there as well. They're big on their chili in Cincinnati.
I'm a big crockpot chili guy.
I'm hosting.
That might be an idea, man. I'm already going to get the queso going. Queso's probably more of a California thing. But I got the queso. Maybe I'll have a chili going at the same time. I mean, that's one of the benefits of the Super Bowl. When your team's not in it, is worrying about the food and how much you're going to shove your face.
What can you do? So L.A., you're doing street tacos?
Yeah, we're doing carne asada tacos. Last time they were in,
we made like In-N-Out burgers, which was pretty fun.
Okay.
So yeah, just doing like some easy tacos.
Now I'm just curious.
What'd you do for Atlanta? So the Patriots, yeah.
Yeah.
So
For Atlanta,
we made it all Atlanta because, again, sick of Boston food. So it was all like smoked brisket, southern barbecue. Like that was a good one.
I might have to steal that idea. That's a pretty creative idea.
I've gone to a couple parties. Like there was one where Philly was in it, and the person did Philly cheesesteaks.
Yep. Did that too. That was fun.
Well, the site's MojoBreak.com, guys. We got a big Super Bowl break happening this Friday. It's more than halfway sold. 56 boxes, 15. 15 different years of product, all the heavy hitters. We got 2017 contenders in there to chase Mahomes. We've even got 2009 contenders to pull a Stafford on the Lions. We've got 2018 National Treasures. We got 2020 Flawless. We got 2020 National Treasures. It's insane, one-of-a-kind break. Definitely join us on the mojobreak.com feed on YouTube this Friday. Even if you don't get in it, it's going to be a lot of fun to watch what could possibly come out of these boxes. It's an insane break. We got skunk prizes. We've got bounties. We may have a pro football player here, former pro football. We may. I don't know. You have to tune in to see if he's going to be on the feed.
Plus, we got the Brady helmet that's going to be
the Brady
random.
Michelle.
Brady. Well, I mean, you said it. I think of it as a Tom Brady auto, but he definitely is on there.
I don't know if you've seen that clip there, Cody, but basically we decided that we had a Tom Brady helmet that was blind wrapped, so you don't know what you're going to get. It could have been a Michigan, could have been a Buck, could have been a Patriot.
They had a Sarah High School.
Nice.
Yeah.
So we're like, we're going to open this up on the show, and then it's going to be the giveaway prize, and it was a Tom Brady and Sony Michelle.
I think
so. We felt like we got duped, but I was wearing the clown makeup, so it went. It was a clown box.
Right.
Yeah. I really
it went with the theme.
It may have been originally a Sony Michelle signed helmet, and then they did an autograph signing with Tom Brady, and they're like, "Can you just sign this one as well?"
All right. Well, fair enough. By the way, is there a
if it's out there, let me know. Is there anything like Sarah High School stuff signed by Tom Brady and Barry Bonds out there? Because I feel like that would be like that's like a holy grail for me if it's out there.
Yeah,
be my holy grail too.
But would we talk about dual autos all the time? Would Barry Bonds be on it? Devalue it? Would Barry Bonds being on it?
Not in my opinion.
His auto's really hard to
come by. So I feel like personally, I don't think it would.
I think it would be really cool if you found a sport that they both played at Sarah High School.
Yeah.
Like, so if they, let's say they
both play baseball,
say they both play baseball, get like a baseball jersey, Sarah baseball jersey of the right era. Be sick.
That would be nice.
Make it happen.
Well, you know, switching gears to baseball, the Topps Series 1 Rip Party is going down next Tuesday. The official release date is Wednesday, the street date for Topps Series 1 2022. It's going to be exciting. We're going to be live at mojobreak.com on YouTube doing breaks, case breaks, starting at 6:30. C-Rad, Cody, and Greg will be in the building bringing the excitement, pulling those wanders for you guys and Jaron Duran's and all those other cool stuff that comes out of Series 1. I love what the research and development that goes into Series 1 with all the different subsets that you can pull and then cut autos, and it's going to be a blast. Myself and Dan will be at the premiere in LA for Series 1, so look out for stuff on social media for that. I mean, it's going to be a great event, and hopefully Dan's not really sad. That might cheer him up, but he may be sad because
I will guarantee you what I will be tired. I am flying back Monday and then flying back out Tuesday.
Why'd you say that?
Because, you know, we gotta work on Monday, man. Monday's our day.
So we got a break for you guys on Monday. So
it's like, you know, I come back Super Bowl champion, I gotta talk about it.
Yeah, that's true.
Be fresh in my mind. I mean, I won't be a Super Bowl champion. I didn't do anything. I'm not on the team, but my team. Maybe Super Bowl champions.
It's awesome. That's awesome, man. Well, I wish you the best there. I don't. But I got to be kind, you know, you got to be kind. And I don't have anything in it for the Bengals other than I do have some Joe Burrow cards, but
we got,
you know,
shipping. We got shipping guys walking around here with Bengal shirts on. I don't know what's going on.
Came out of the bush with a Bengal shirt on.
Did somebody put you up to this? I was going to ask him. I'm like, who did this?
That would have been a good idea if I would have just bought everybody Bengal shirts except for you, and we just all came in one day with Bengal shirts on. That would be great. Chili spaghetti to go along.
Is that happening Friday? Am I going to have to deal with that Friday?
Don't give me any ideas.
Part of me wants to go out and get a Andrew Whitworth jersey just for Friday because I think it would be funny.
Oh, for Friday. Yeah, that would be hilarious.
Maybe I can get somebody who's going to be here to sign it for me.
Hmm.
You think he would sign a
absolutely, absolutely, I was gonna say I could play the Bengals Super Bowls in the shop on Friday. We want the last two.
You
guys want
talk about living. So let's say, let's see. One was 88, right? So you were six?
Mm-hmm. And then I think it was 81.
81, you were negative one?
Negative one. Hey, people aren't supposed to know how old I am over here, okay? No, but back to Top Series 1, you can also get, which I was told were like the cheapest on the webs, of Top Series 1 on MojoBreakShop.com. We got a special price of $119 on a hobby box. That's up for pre-sale right now, so get that while you can. Guarantee yourself either an auto or relic in a hobby box, plus a lot of cards and a lot of rookie cards as well. So
also got some jumbo up there too, which I... 209 maybe? I don't know exactly. I know it's a good price because they have been flying. I think we've gone through like five cases.
I mean, I feel like it's almost a rite of passage to get a Series 1 box, right? Or get into a Series 1 break. It's a rite of passage.
You know what it does for me? It tells me that baseball is right around the corner.
That too. Well,
chirp.
Except for this
chirp,
year.
Chirp. Chirp.
It tells me that baseball is going to stop testing for steroids.
Rob Manfred is going to be talking to the media a Thursday, tomorrow, if you're listening to this on Wednesday night. What he'll say, probably not good news.
He's going
to
be like, spring training. Bye-bye. Probably not.
But will he have a hard hat on? That's what I want to know.
No. Yeah. Maybe he should, so it'll, you know, help. If anyone wants to, like, throw something at his head, it's probably good protection.
Now... real quick before we move on, like, none of this can surprise you guys, right? I was kind of prepared for an extended lockout. I know we talked about it at times. I think you guys might have been a little optimistic that they were going to get it worked out. This is basically playing out pretty much how I thought it was going to play out. And I would be really, really surprised if we start the season in April.
Yeah, well, let's hope for some baseball. But in the time, you know, time being, you got some Series 1 to look forward to, and the 2022 releases with Wander, and you know, and also to kind of see what Fanatics plays into this. I think that's another story in this hobby as far as how are we going to see products sold in this upcoming year. There may be a little bit of trial and error as Fanatics gets used to having the Topps license. But let's move on to 2021 NFL Rookies and Stars. Came out today. We're going to be breaking it here at MojoBreak.com. Always a set that's been around since I can remember. Maybe not necessarily the top set, but a good value set. And C-Rad, you're going to be breaking it today. What do you like most about Rookies and Stars football?
Well, Rookies and Stars, first of all, has been massively improved over the years. I think I started noticing how much better it was maybe 2 or 3 years ago. It really was kind of an afterthought, you know, like a retail-type product almost. Like, they did have a hobby release, but Panini has done a great job turning it around. Like, the autograph subjects are usually pretty good. You do get like a lot of the top rookies in there in every case. And also, they give you generally, if I recall, like some pretty good or a good amount of low numbered parallels. Yeah. And Rookies and Stars. So it always keeps it a little bit exciting because you never know what you're going to get out of
a
box.
And if I remember correctly, guys, over the last 2 years, I think it was a Black Friday or a Cyber Monday release.
Yeah.
So obviously we're about 3 or 4 months from that. So, you know, with production slowing.
I feel like we're so early in the football calendar.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, we're talking about the Super Bowl, and this is, like, generally an earlier release.
Yes.
Early November.
I think we're about 3 or 4 months behind if you think about when this comes out normally.
Yeah. So, man, I know we're probably going to start talking about next year's draft. But before we do that, we got a lot of product in the football category to go through.
I mean, three staples. I mean, three of the top five. We still got Prism. We still got National Treasures. We still got Select. We
contenders.
Still have Contenders.
There is
Contenders
a
Optic.
Really, really good chance that we're going to have an extended crossover this year with the two rookie classes.
Mm-hmm.
We're definitely going to see some collegiate product come out while we are right in the middle of the 2021 rookie product. Like, Contenders is going to come out, and we may see our first 2022 football product.
You know, and I know these brands that I just mentioned are going to sell no matter what time of year they come out, but I'm somewhat hoping that the smoke kind of clears once the season's over this Sunday, and some of these releases like this don't go for an obscene amount like they already are. Like, this is already like over $400 for a box that in other years would be $200 because we're in that middle of that hype, right? So I'm hoping that some of these products that come out, because we're so extended and maybe, you know, people start focusing on baseball and basketball for hobby, that some of these products will be a little bit cheaper and then we can go back and buy more. You know what I mean? Because at this point, I call my distributor and they're like, we'll give you two boxes max on Rookies and Stars. Wow. And I'm like, it's Rookies and Stars. It's a fun product. Don't get me wrong, but it ain't Prism. It's not NT. So I should be able to call you up and you'd be like, gladly sell me a case. But at this point, you know, with the way the business is going and the way the scarcity is and the way that there's so many accounts that are buying and products are going up, that these guys don't want to sell it. And then it's higher next week. And then, you know, that trickles down to the guys that are getting into breaks, well, too.
It sold, and I don't know how much stock was available directly through Panini, but it sold out in 5 minutes today at $350. So,
wow.
I mean, that's where the market's set, right? I mean, there definitely is a market for the product.
Well, it's funny. $350 is low end now. So you're like, man, if I get a box for $350, that's a good deal.
Actually, you can say if I get a box for under $500,
right?
It's
and
a
that's
deal.
What I look at when I buy. I'm like, you know, I think it was 2020 Contenders Optic. I was offered today, and it was $1,100 a box for Contenders Optic. Obviously, Joe Burrow's in there or a chance at him. But I'm like, man, that's just two autos. There's like six cards.
And funny thing is that before, because you actually ordered that before. Now I'm already going to talk wholesale prices. Why not? But just to give an idea.
Peel back the curtain, baby.
Just to give an idea of how quick the prices change. You had purchased 2020 Contenders Optic for $800 mm-hmm. Before the NFC Championship game. Mm-hmm. A couple days before. And the AFC Championship game. Burrow wins, and those boxes go from 800 to 1100. I mean,
crazy. And then there, obviously, you even add to the scarcity of the 2020 class, which already was in demand because of Herbert and Burrow, and now Burrow's in the Super Bowl. So you add to that, and it's just wacky. Speaking of wacky, another golden auction for Golden. Crazy prices. January's coming around. I don't know if people are ready for their tax money, or they cashed out some of their Bitcoin, or they cashed out their Peloton stock. But man, these prices are insane. $792,000 for a LeBron exquisite RPA number to 99, 8.5 on the grade. A 80/81 Topps NBA PSA 10 set, which I don't even know how you would acquire every single card from the 80/81 NBA set in a 10, but somebody did it, and it sold for $1.4 million. And then a gold vinyl Patrick Mahomes, number to 5, PSA 10.
Not a super fractor.
Not a super fractor. Number to 5, maybe a pop of one or two if there's only five of them made. $570,000. Out of these three cards shown, and if you're watching the audio, you might want to check out the video version on YouTube. Mojo Break Media is the channel. Which one of these seemed the most insane to you guys? And I'll start with C-Red.
The most insane to me?
Yeah.
Price-wise?
Yeah.
That Mahomes
or
is, more, a
is
that
Mahomes shocked? That is a PSA 10, yeah. Mahomes rookie, gold vinyl, number to 5, PSA 10. No auto.
I would be shocked. I'm shocked at the Mahomes out of these two basketball sales make sense to me. The 570 on the Mahomes is insane for a Prism gold vinyl.
I think I would have to agree with you there. I mean, it almost seems like the 8081's a good deal because you have the whole set.
I was going to say, I'm like, what is most surprising is that the 8081 full set that came out of PSA 10.
Yeah.
Like, regardless of the price, just amazing that that exists.
Yeah. Right, right.
I look at the LeBron and I'm like, it's sure. Under a milli.
Yeah, sure.
That's like not giving it away. Actually, pretty good deal there, huh?
Yeah.
Nice prime patch. I think the Mahomes is I'm with you guys on that because it is number to 5. I think I think the person who purchased it understood, but it has that super fractor film to it where you automatically jump to that's a 101.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it isn't. But it
the, I know, I
the
hate pri- that.
The price dictates that it kind of it is a 101, but it's not.
I know, it's so dumb. I mean, we've been complaining about that since the induction of that, which I don't remember what, maybe 16?
Yeah.
15 or 16, they've been doing that.
The not-so-super fractor.
Yeah.
And they really can't change it now.
No.
Because it would just lead to massive confusion, right?
Yeah, the black is the prism that people associate with the 101s now, right?
Yep. And we actually had one of our cards that we sold in a break sell through Golden Auctions. We don't have a slide here, but we pulled, Dan pulled the, it was a redemption at the time back in July, a Joe Burrow Nike Swoosh National Treasures rookie auto. So numbered out of 2. And it sold for, I think it was $289,000.
It was a quarter milli.
Yeah, so $300,000 for Burrow.
Just another day at the office.
If
for
Burrow, I mean, hypothetically here, Burrow wins, I know you don't want to hear that. And I started to steal your thunder. Most they just assumed it was C-Rad that pulled it, by the way, when they were talking about it on the forum.
But, yeah, I mean, you know. But the truth, it's me. I mean, I boomed it up, and yeah, it is.
Hot Hands Dan, I think.
Yeah, Hot Hands Dan. You know, it happens sometimes, every once in a while.
Do you guys think, I mean, I'll start with Cody here, if Burrow wins a Super Bowl here, now he's got a national title and he's got a Heisman and he has a Super Bowl, he'd be the only guy that ever had done that. Does he automatically get Mahomes prices?
Automatically? Ooh, yeah.
Or is it going to be a year or two
before he gets up there?
I think give it a year or two. I don't know, though. I mean, he had a great year, but it really was those last like 4 or 5 games where things, he was having a nice year. Everyone went, oh yeah, he's definitely making strides. I think he's going to be a great QB. But then those like last 3 or 4 games where he took it to an entirely different level. So I feel like maybe there's a little bit of catch up, or maybe it is the recency bias. I know I'm kind of waffling here and being like, maybe, maybe not. But I guess I'll say no. I don't think it gets there, but I do think it gets incredibly close.
He went 10-7. He barely beat Conrad's Raiders.
I know,
there's a good chance Raiders win that game, and we could be talking about a Raiders Rams Super Bowl. So I mean,
you guys could be at the tailgate together on Sunday.
Really digging the knife in there. My God.
Well, to be fair,
don't remind me.
You know what? Conrad could walk around and be like, you had to beat the best to get there. So the path went through Vegas. Well, it didn't go through Vegas. Well, you had to go through Vegas, a team.
If you want to take it another step, and again, I'm sorry, we're just piling on C-Rad right now.
But what if Justin Herbert and the Chargers pull out that win in week 18 or tie, whatever. And then they move on. And then all we're talking about now, that I would think Herbert doing that and getting this level easily gets to Mahomes level because where he already was. So I just think there's a little more ground, I guess, to make up for Burrow, but he's close.
Well, do you guys think that, you know,
obviously Mahomes isn't in the media for what he's doing. It's his wife and his brother. Do you think the likability and the hobby is fading away because of that, where people are like, you know what? I liked Mahomes. Now he's winning too much. I like Burrow now.
We're looking at a slide of a card numbered 5. With no ink on it that sold for $600,000. I think the hobby is fine. I think the hobby is fine with whatever issue is going on in the media with his wife and his brother.
Yeah.
That's a $600,000 card that's
crazy.
Is essentially it's a parallel.
Yeah, so to answer your question, probably not. I mean, you know, it's not a good look that his brother and his wife are like doing what they're doing, but as far as like hobby love for Mahomes, I don't see it fading too much because of it.
Well, how about this? Let's just say, I don't know, I'm spitballing here because I don't know what a gold vinyl of Burrow would sell for, but let's just say you could get 2 Burrows for the price of 1 Mahomes. Where are you going? Are you going for the 2 Burrows, or are you going to stick with the 1 Mahomes?
I mean, we need to see more from Burrow, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
Burrow, this is his first full year, granted,
injuries,
in the Super Bowl, which is an amazing achievement.
Yep.
But let's see him win, you know, 3 division titles. Let's see him go to 3 AFC championship games in a row. Let's see him win an MVP. There's a lot of things that like Mahomes has done that Burrow hasn't done yet, but Burrow is just starting his career.
Yep. Yeah.
And he's got a good team around him. He's got a good young team around him. And there's a good chance that Burrow and Mahomes could be playing in the next 3 AFC championship
games
together. Could be like
a Manning-Brady rivalry.
Could, very, very well. Very, very easily could be.
It's exciting. The changing of the guard is, and we have so many young stars now, you know, and we were worried that when Manning and Brady and Breeze and all these guys are retiring that we're not going to have an NFL future. But we've got an NFL future going on. By the way, side note: did you know there's only two teams in the NFL that beat both of the Super Bowl teams?
The Niners and the Packers.
Yes. Good knowledge. Yeah,
it's cool, man. We see the same stuff on Twitter. let's face it. Like,
I didn't even know you had a Twitter.
We have the Mojo Break Twitter, so we're seeing literally the same feed.
He just wants to give a little shine onto the 49ers.
Yeah,
you know
it's fine. I mean,
and then the Niners beat the Packers, so basically the Niners won the Super Bowl.
But cool.
Basically,
yeah. I mean, that's cool. Correct. You guys should set up a parade on Monday.
Yep.
Instead of doing chili and spaghetti, I think I'm going to do sourdough, okay?
Parade down Lawrence Expressway. We'll see
yeah,
you there.
Exactly. Lafayette Boulevard there.
Where? I mean, I know it would be in San Francisco, but if they were to do a parade in Santa Clara, where would it be?
I'm only half joking,
but honestly, it might be Lawrence Expressway, although it's kind of a big road. Yeah, El Camino's where they would do it. You're right. El Camino's where they would do it.
Would they?
Duane Avenue.
At the card shop.
Right, right. Well, and then there was a few more big cards, and one that just absolutely had my jaw drop was Jason Dominguez, Super Fractor. The grade doesn't matter, but it is PSA 10. $474,000 for a guy who, Cody, was what, seventh prospect, and now he's 80th?
That's even being generous.
We got a slide for it later, but I believe by some accounts he was dropping as many. There's only been a couple of prospect rankings that have come out, but the Baseball America one, he dropped about 45 spots this year. He's still in the top 100, but it wasn't the best year.
He's a Yankee. He has a nickname.
That's the key, the nickname?
The nickname. Martian. The Martian is if he didn't have the nickname,
so that's worth, what, another 100,000 on that Super Fractor?
Easily.
And then this Zion, which some of these Zion sales continue to also shock me. Number to 99 RPA, nice patch, 9510, $594,000, the most for a Zion RPA. What is he doing?
I'll tell you this though. There's so much money in those Zion RPAs at this point that Zion never plays another game. And that card in 20 years is still a six-figure card because people
you're probably
into it
right.
for so much. Like it's like a timestamp in this industry, and that card will forever be worth six figures.
It's actually the card, and we've talked about this on the show before. The card has actually become bigger than the sport and what he does on the court.
Yeah,
it's like an iconic moment of when people got back into collecting, and it was one of the biggest chase cards to get. Even if he doesn't play, you're right. It's crazy to say, but if he doesn't play another game, it may still be a $600,000 card.
I would tell you right now, if he never plays again, it's gonna forever be $250,000 minimum.
That's crazy. And then we can kind of compare in the same auction, which is a great comparison here, and Cody did an amazing job with these slides, is there was a Ja Morant, numbered the same, probably just as nice of a patch, that sold for $240,000.
Same grade as well.
Yeah, so literally apples to apples here if you're comparing.
That's a quarter milli as well.
So how does that make any sense? Can we make any sense of this, C-Rad, as a basketball guy? How do we make sense of these two sales?
That just shows me that people still massively believe in Zion's ceiling rather than what Ja is showing us right now.
That had to be a painful check to write to Golden, though. $594,000. That had to be painful.
What if Zion gets traded? Do you think his cards go down a little bit at that point?
I mean,
if not necessarily.
If like, you know, the Pelicans are like, we're giving up on you. We're gonna trade you to Indiana.
I think at that point, it may
with Halliburton.
I think at that point it might hurt. It might make it dip a little bit, but you know, it's still going to depend on what he does.
We can't consider the Pelicans. There's a lot more opportunities that are better than the Pelicans, right? Than there is like,
but
there's like the Indiana.
But there's something we said about like collecting a player's RPA, and they're not on that team anymore.
Right.
I don't think
people don't care with KD though.
Yeah, I don't think it applies as much with basketball.
We can't be comparing KD to Zion.
No,
man.
I know, but
I know baseball, that's a big deal, and like baseball collectors hate that specifically. But I think for basketball, it's probably okay because look at like guys like Kawhi and AD. Like I'm saying, like if Zion even has a career at like anywhere close to theirs, he should be all right because those guys are on completely different teams where they started and where they are now, you know.
But you know, as the stats show for Ja, Ja's having a tremendous year. Fifth in points, 10th in player efficiency, 2022 All-Star starter, 173 career games. Zion has only played at 85 career games.
Ooh.
So it's almost a whole season, and they're the same rookie class. It just it doesn't make a lot of sense to me. I would rather invest in Ja personally. I could see the other side of the iconicness of the Zion, but 594,000, like we're crazy. I almost feel like the person that bought this has like 10 or 20 of these already, and they're hedging their bet. They're like, I don't want the market on this card to go down, so I'm going to set another record on this one, and my other cards are going to be basically at that same amount. I don't know. It just doesn't make a whole lot of sense. I mean, if you would have asked me guess that price, I probably would have said 150,000, honestly.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, you.
Even that's crazy.
The thing that jumps out at me, though, is the career games. And if I'm not mistaken, Ja, at one point, missed a substantial chunk of games as well,
yeah.
Like 20 or 30 games. So that could very easily be almost 200 games to Zion's 85.
What does Ja have to do to get to the level of Zion prices?
He right now is a top 10 player in the league, right?
Yeah. I think
easily.
So.
I mean, is there something to be said about a chosen one? Like, every year there's a chosen one, right? That year it was Zion. He was the chosen one before the draft happened. And then, you know, this year you have LaMelo. He's a chosen one, right?
I think what
you know. And so do you get so many people? What I'm trying to say is that you get so many people initially before they even play or even do anything collecting those players' cards that they create such a big pool of those cards being collected that it's really hard for somebody that collects Ja Morant to break into those prices.
No, and I think you're right there, and I also think it's a Zion was basically touted to be the next generational LeBron James, mm-hmm. where there can't be two LeBron James in the same draft. It can't
right.
be like, but Ja could be the Dwayne Wade. But even when 03-04 came out, you were looking for LeBron. If you
right.
hit a Wade, you were like, well, I did well. But,
right.
like, I was really going for the LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, this year, I mean, maybe it'll be I don't feel like there's a chosen one yet, you know, for the upcoming season with Cade Cunningham and Jalen Green and all these guys. So maybe that's good. It'll let people maybe buy them both, and their play will decide who it is. But, you know, between LaMelo, Zion – I guess you could even say Luka, even though Luka kind of came on a little bit later, but he just became the chosen one of that draft class. So
yeah.
So many more people put their money towards that, and it always stays no matter what they do.
And that draft class too, 1920, the Ja and Zion, like what Dan was alluding to too, like that was a very, very specific situation where Zion's hype was so high and is still somewhat high now, as we can tell by his prices, that it's going to take some crazy
like Greg Oden type stuff to
well no
knock
not knock Zion down, but I was going to say for Ja to catch up to Zion, it's going to be like he's going to have to win. It's kind of like
right.
I look at him like Steph, right? Steph Curry. He's going to have to win those two MVPs. He's going to have to win some chips. And then he might be Zion's prices.
As far as the teams are concerned, Memphis and New Orleans probably on the same level, right? I mean, there's not one that you'd want like your player to be drafted over the other.
In terms of a franchise?
Yeah.
History? Yeah. I mean,
both relatively new franchises in a sense, right?
I think Memphis, even though they haven't been around that long, I think has a lot more positive vibes around that and that
sure,
franchise.
Yeah.
I mean,
a lot more of a winning franchise, winning culture.
I mean, don't forget when the Warriors went on that first run, it was Memphis that almost knocked them out. It was like that Zach Randolph team.
Yep.
Like they've had a lot of good teams over the last, I'd say, 15 years or so. Pau Gasol,
yep.
The Gasol brothers. So I
yeah.
think there's a lot more going for that franchise.
I would put Memphis above New Orleans in terms of like if I was a new rookie and which team I would want to go to, I'd probably pick Memphis. Like Cody was saying, they have more of a winning culture.
I mean I get it. I mean, remember LeVar? He didn't want Lonzo going to play in the Smoothie King Arena.
Right.
So, you know, I'm gonna go with LeVar.
Yeah, I mean, you've seen what happened with Anthony Davis, where he just was refusing to play there, even though they wanted to give him as much money as he wanted. He was done. But let's move on to talk about Jason Dominguez. And as we alluded to before, 87 on Baseball America's list, batted 252 in 56 games in 2021. Granted, he's still relatively young. Almost a $500,000 super fractor, unheard of. How much does this card go if he was on the Pirates? Who wants to take this one?
Not half a million.
Does he still have the nickname?
Probably not.
Okay. Not the Martian.
50,000?
Maybe.
10X because he's on the Yankees and he has a nickname?
No, I don't even think it's a $50,000 card. I think it's maybe a $15,000 to $20,000 card.
Damn.
But as we alluded to before, do we think baseball is the biggest? So we were just talking about Memphis, New Orleans when it comes to basketball, not the biggest franchises in all of NBA. But obviously the Yankees have a stranglehold in baseball. They are the Lakers of baseball, if you want to compare that. So can we agree that baseball city-wise makes the biggest difference in all of the sports compared to hockey, basketball, football?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think we've seen it year in and year out. Like Rushman, Orioles. Orioles not a huge market team. Rushman should probably go for more than he does, but we see it every single year with baseball.
Yeah.
But I mean, you show a baseball fan that stat line and you're like, I just invested $500,000 and this is the player's stat line, they'd be like, you're crazy. You're absolutely crazy. 252 doesn't jump off the page.
No. It's crazy. And actually, the same guy that bought the Zion bought this card, and it's Shine150 on Instagram. So we've talked about him before. He was involved in the Pokemon case with Logan Paul. You could check out his page and just see some of his cards. He actually owns the Wander Franco Super Fractor as well. So, you know, just a day at Golden Auctions, $1 million on two cards. But, you know, can he be my friend maybe? Can you be my friend?
Going back to, like, what a team does, like, imagine if Ronald Acuna was a Yankee.
Right.
And not, like, imagine.
I mean, but you gotta say the Braves are at least in the top 10.
They are, but, like, they're not the Yankees. They're not Boston. They're not the Dodgers. But imagine what Acuna's first Bowmans would go for if he was signed by the Yankees.
And we're going to go over some notable first Bowman sales here. What if Mike Trout was on the Yankees? We wouldn't be able to contain ourselves?
And he's a New Jersey kid.
Yeah.
It'd be disgusting.
$100 million for a super fractal?
Yeah, that sounds right. That sounds about right.
I mean, I think that's in the ballpark.
Basically the worth of his contract.
Yeah.
Half of his contract.
That's hilarious, but I can see it happening.
I mean, because, yeah, I mean, the Angels probably top 20, maybe?
We're going to pay top you 20. In
a... They're L.A.
We're going to pay
LA,
you...
L.A., yeah.
With your own baseball card.
So, some notable sales. Shine, who did buy the Bowman Super Fractor of Wander Franco, who was the number one prospect last year, $100,000.
Doesn't that seem low?
Well, of course it does now.
Low.
100% seems low. A Shohei Ohtani in 2018, $184,000.
Well, that's a long time ago.
That's a steal, huh?
And in hobby years, 2018 might as well have been 3 decades ago.
Yeah, pretty much. But we were Cody was pointing out some of the comments that the person that bought it for $184,000 was crazy and it can't go up, right? What was some of the comments on that?
I just saw the first comment said something like, "Man, this guy's a bozo for buying this for $180,000. Guy only has 1 year, decent, half decent, whatever." And then literally the next comment was from this year. It said, I think that $180,000 is a pretty good investment
We talked about it on the hype when we thought it was there.
When he went down for Tommy John, it was doom and gloom. There was a prime buying opportunity.
Yeah.
For about a solid year of Ohtani that if you would have believed, like myself, but I didn't buy enough. We held on to it.
Pat yourself on the back, man.
I'm trying to. But I mean, Doug was trying to liquidate. He was trying to get rid of every single one of them. Like, no, I'm like, we got a hold. We got a hold. Generational talent here. We got a hold. We should have been purchasing, not holding. We should have been buying.
Card number one on the Series 1 checklist, by the way, and on the box, I believe. So, and then you got Mike Trout, $3.94 million in 2020.
How do I do it?
Does that cut you? Vegas Dave, baby. Check out his documentary, or maybe not. You might want that hour and a half of your life
back.
Have
you watched it?
Me and Cody, I think, tried to watch 10 minutes of it.
Oh, man, I enjoyed it.
I think we got the gist of it.
I really enjoyed it. I recommend it. Recommend sitting down, maybe getting some popcorn.
I mean, if you're
crack open a Truly.
If you're into Birkin bags, that might be the documentary for you. 3.94 million. Does that go up from this point? If it resold, because this was in 2020, we're in 2022 now. Does it sell for more than 3.9 million?
The Trout Super Factor?
Yes.
5 million.
But Yankees 100 million.
Yankees 100 million.
Even without having played for the last year?
I think we live that in 2020, we live in a different time.
Yeah.
I think if that card goes to Golden, it goes for around 5 million.
So, I mean, that's the only card that's in the ballpark of Jason Dominguez, and it's the guy who's literally the face of baseball.
If he retired tomorrow, he'd be in the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Like, that's how ridiculous this all is.
And what if they don't not test him for steroids anymore? Prime opportunity.
Oh, 700 home runs in 1 year. Let's do it.
Prime opportunity.
Barry Bonds might come back.
Mike Trout takes steroids, hits 135 home runs in a season. Does he make it to the Hall of Fame? Even if he comes out and he's like been juicing all year.
Well, according to Gary Sheffield's kid, he's been juicing for years.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
he said Trout?
Yeah, he said Trout's in there. He says a lot of
Gary
things.
Sheffield.
He does. He's very open.
Is it Gary Sheffield Jr.?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Wasn't he a prospect back in the day?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I
know they had Justice Sheffield, who I thought was related to him, but
no
wasn't.
A part of me wants – he may have been drafted at one point. I don't know why. I'm thinking like 2010 or something like that.
He definitely has an opinion on Twitter.
But he works in the media, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think he's like sports podcasting and stuff like that. So.
That's media.
Hey, come on the show.
That's what we're doing.
Back up your claim that Trout used steroids.
Let's talk. Yeah.
How many home runs does Mike Trout hit if he's juicing?
A million.
I mean, in a year. Be realistic. 75.
I 80.
How many stolen bases? Does he have like 70 stolen bases too, or what?
He does it all.
Does it all?
I think he hits 800. He's like drafting.
Breaks the intentional walk record again too.
It's like having was it Joe Young in all the baseball games? Mm-hmm.
John Dowd.
Yeah. It's funny. Maybe that was the reason why Barry didn't get in the Hall of Fame. He didn't use his likeness in video games. Really pissed off some of the writers. But you could literally buy 5 Wander Franco superfractors, which I know there's not 5, there's only 1, for 1 Jason Dominguez superfractor. Is that not craziness? What happened this month at Golden Auctions? What happened?
Well, how much would that Wander sell for now is what you gotta ask yourself.
What happens every month? Every month. But it's like every month, anytime they list something, like they literally just provide us content.
I know, it's like we're sponsored by them.
Once a
not.
Month. Like, we are brought to you by... This show is brought to you by Golden Auctions, because records are broken every time they put up a lot of cards.
Sponsors? Maybe you.
Oh, the old stepbrothers. Investors?
Yeah, there you go. but yeah, I can't think of a crazier sale on a guy that's literally not playing well and has not taken a major league at bat. Just insane. Can we compare that to the Zion situation? Has Jason Dominguez already become iconic to the fact that he, even though he hasn't played a major league game, he's an icon now in the hobby?
But what happens to his cards if he is a mid-season prospect trade to the Pirates?
$20,000.
Bye-bye. That was me going downhill, if anyone can put that in audio.
Well, I mean... What happens?
It tanks.
I mean, it 100%. It 100% can't happen though. Yankees.
Grown men cry.
Let's say the Yankees are in a pennant race. They need a front of the line rotation starter, and their biggest bargaining chip is Jason Dominguez, an unproven minor league prospect. Happens every year. And there is no team that he can get traded to that is going
to... he's on the top of the mountain
right now. That is going to up his value.
Dodgers?
No.
Be equal.
I mean, doesn't hurt his value as much, but he gets traded to the Rockies. He gets traded to the Pirates.
Ooh.
He gets traded to the Marlins. We can keep on. He gets traded to the Orioles.
But, I mean, you know, last statement I'm going to make about this Jason Dominguez card is that literally he is, based on that price, he is a Hall of Famer already. Literally, right? That's the only way.
No, based on that price, he's the best ever to do it. Like, not a Hall of Famer. Like, he is a – when he does get called up, he better hit over 300. He better hit 40, 50 homers. Yankees better be winning every championship every year. They go on a run of like 8 championships in a row. Be terrible for baseball, at least for us. Like, nobody wants to see the Yankees win consistently again like that. You know, yeah. I don't know. I mean, what does he have to do?
What does he have to do to
live up to those prices? What does he have to do?
He has to be Mike Trout.
Maybe he picks up pitching.
But you know, 500,000
Ohtani route. Like, if you're ever concerned and you need to like up your hobby value, pick up pitching and hitting.
$500,000 to me is a lot, but maybe to the guy that bought this, maybe it's like a dollar. You never know.
But
just
also
another day at the office.
What about if you think of it? As
I mean, there was
short,
Louis Vuitton shoes that went for $350,000
today. What do you think of it as a short-term investment? If you're buying it with the intention of flipping it within the next calendar year. Like, we're not thinking of holding it for 15 years until we figure out what he's done with his career. You are like, I am flipping this in a year. Like, because you know, if he does stay on the Yankees and there is rumors that he is getting called up, you flip that card and it probably goes for more than a half a million.
Well, but see, the problem, Dan, is there's only one guy I know that buys cards like that. He owns it already. So is he going to flip it to himself for more?
He can't be the only one.
He's going to flip it to himself? I don't know. It seems like he's the only one these days. It's got a fractional website, you know, that buys and fractionally dibs it out.
And they cut it up in really, really tiny, mm-hmm. tiny pieces.
Turn into an NFT or something. Before we get into Guess That Price, which is coming up, let's go ahead and name our winner from last week for our giveaway, which last week's episode, the mic went out for some reason and it got cut short. But you guys did pay attention to the text that I put on there, which was nice. So you guys are reading. So you're doing more than just scrubbing to try to find the giveaway. So I'm happy about
reading.
That.
I just said hooray for reading.
That's
all I said.
Oh,
the person's name is not hooray for reading. It is, I apologize if I mispronounce this, Opad in the Hawks. Opadenhawks?
Perfect.
There you go. Yeah. You are the winner. Top 5 rappers. I only saw one person with Andre 3000 who is my number one.
Was that you?
No, that was not me.
Somebody did put Tech9.
Shout out to that.
Yes.
On top 5.
Somebody put all Bay Area rappers too.
Oh, really?
That's them just trying to get to it. That's
I would have picked them. Sorry.
Tech9?
If it was up to me.
Tech9.
Somebody put Tech9 on their 5. Top 5 of all time.
The
yeah.
Mount Rushmore of.
Of this person's. yeah, they had.
Yeah, Tech9.
Cody, so I'm interested because you said that Andre is your favorite. Now, is that Andre by himself or is that Andre with Outkast?
With Outkast.
Yeah,
for sure.
We couldn't because Wu-Tang. I think Wu-Tang would have probably been on.
You couldn't do groups, right?
Yeah. But you like
some people were.
But you like
Andre more than Big Boy, or do you see them equal? Do you like them equal?
They're pretty equal in my book, but I think him at his peak was there. No one could even touch him. And then he'll show up on features recently, like every like a year or two, he'll show up on a feature almost just to tell you like, yeah, I'm still the best. Like, do not. Get it twisted, like it's still me. I'm the best, and here's why. And he always proves it.
See, the Southern Playlist, the
Cadillac Music album was almost like Bay Area a little bit. You know how they came out with the Players Ball and stuff. And
did you ever watch the? I know we're going off topic here, but did you ever watch the documentary on Netflix, Hip Hop Evolution, where they talk about the beginnings of Southern rap music?
And I didn't watch that one, but I watched the New Orleans one, and then I watched the Bay Area one.
They walk you through how the Dungeon Family was created, and then like you know how Andre and Big Boy came out of
there. Yeah, because Goody Mob was
all attached to it, and that music is very like rooted in from where they're from.
Oh.
So it's kind of like it's a very natural thing. Like, so like, you know, the way the Bay Area artists started, it's kind of like similar. So
maybe that's why. Maybe that's why it sounds like to me. So real quick before we get into Guess That Price, collecting rookies versus first Bowman, since we're on the topic of Bowman and prospects and things like that. As you can see here, if you're watching on Mojo Break Media, we have a picture of the upcoming Wander Franco rookie card in Top Series 2022 Series 1, and a picture of Marcelo Meyer, first Bowman from the latest 2021 Bowman draft. I guess it's just a matter of preference. I mean, for me, I like to collect first Bowman autos. I particularly don't like to collect first Bowman base or chrome or even any of the parallels. That's me personally. As far as getting a rookie card, I like to go with Topps or Topps chrome. So, but as autos, I prefer my Bowman auto over chrome. What do you guys think?
I'm exactly the same. When it comes to a rookie card, I go towards the flagship Topps release. And then for the first Bowman, same thing. Autograph. Don't collect the paper or parallels.
See, I have a question. So this phenomenon, like with you know, like with the hobby rise that we've been going on lately. Well, this Series 1 base rookie card, right?
Mm-hmm.
Has that always been as popular as it is now?
Yeah, I mean, you've seen, like, obviously the Trout 2011 update skyrocketed. I think that's what really bumped it up.
I think for modern day, it was really the Mike Trout in 2011 that kind of made the flagship Topps rookie the standard.
But if you go back in time, the Ozzie Smith, you know, you go back and their first card. And they only made Topps then.
But they didn't have rookie card logos.
No, they didn't have rookie cards like George Brett. But then it's weird because Mickey Mantle's 52 is not his rookie card.
Yeah,
but
it's like 51.
51,
right?
But the 52 is the most recognized and it's more scarce, right? So
because they dumped it into the Hudson
they dumped
River
it. They dumped
whatever,
it. There's a lot less of them out there. Yeah. I do like the first Bowman. I think these are both. You know, if you're collecting or you're super collecting a player, I think they're both in the top five of must-haves. If you're gonna collect a player, I mean, I would rather have something like this over a Bowman's best. I'd rather have one of these two over Sterling. I would say, not saying that those cards aren't great, but these are two that are like tried and true. If you're looking to invest or flip, or you're just looking to collect, these are probably the first two to get the Wander Franco first Bowman, and then get the Wander Franco rookie from Topps. So that's kind of my advice here if you're collecting baseball.
It could be 3 to 4 years away. You may see the first Bowman happen, you know, 3 years before they make their...
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah. I mean...
Long period of time.
Could be a long period of time.
The Series 1 base rookie, like, is part of the, like, PSA-graded junk era or whatever, right? Because people were just grading these at an alarming rate for the last 2-3 years.
Pretty much. Right. And then what you also have to consider is, since this is Series 1, right, that when they make the box set, there's going to be Series 1 and Series 2 in there as well. So not only are you going to have them pulled in retail, you're going to have them pulled in hobby. You're also going to have one copy of each in each box they make, which they'll have different versions of the box set. That's why I think the Trout is a little more unique, is that you don't get update in the box set. So there'll be a lot less pop report on the Trouts, you know, from that era. So the base rookies, Wanders, are probably going to be one of the biggest populations we've ever seen. But, you know, you get a numbered one and he performs. I mean, it's not going to matter how many there are, right? So it's gonna go up. And I mean, one factor to look at is Tatis. I think his stuff is... I want to say his PSA 10 bases are hovering around 100 to 150. They kind of teeter, depending on how well he's doing. But some of the parallels, the sky's the limit. Let's get into Guess That Price. Let me win another one here, guys.
All right, so this is going to be a special Super Bowl MVP edition of Guess That Price. And I'm trying not to go with the obvious guys, because you look at the last decade Super Bowl MVPs, Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, all the guys you'd expect. So there's a few obvious guys in here. But then some not so obvious guys. So
how many do we have?
We have 5.
Okay.
So enough for a tiebreaker. So here we go. Let's start it off with the first one. The first one is an obvious one. Patrick Mahomes, hobby favorite. But it is a 2019 PSA 9.
2021?
Is it 21? Oh, somebody they screwed up the listing. 21. You're right.
Ooh.
Thank you.
Yeah, 2021. I pulled one of those.
Yeah. So maybe that factors into the price. I don't know, because it was listed as a 2019, but it is indeed a 2021.
I think the finger factors in on the price.
Good-looking finger.
Great-looking finger.
Great-looking.
Cut the nails.
Very nice
photo.
Manicured nails. Very nice.
Great-looking finger.
20, what is it? PSA what?
PSA 9, Mahomes Gold Kaboom, numbered to 10. This sold on December 20th of 2021. There were 52 bids.
This one's tricky because you're just like, where am I? Am I going 2019? Am I going 2021?
Okay.
How much of that?
I guess since I'm the reigning champion here.
I'm not ready yet.
Okay. Yep. All right. Well, then C-Rod will be second.
All right.
12,500.
You got to be kidding me.
I'm 19,500.
Oh, he has the same price.
Which one, 19?
No, 12,500.
12,500.
My gosh. Actual price. Didn't matter. You guys got the same one. C-Rad is the winner. $18,600.
You in my head, bro, or what?
I don't know how that happened. It felt like a $12,000.
It did to me too. Yeah. So I'll buy it for $12,500. All right. Anybody selling it?
C-Rad is on the
What'd
board.
You put?
Let's go. 19.5.
19.5.
And what did it go for again?
18.6.
Jeez.
18.6.
Man, I think that was
C-Rad's. Like we're done now.
I smell blood in the water.
That was a one and done right there.
All right. Yep. Because things are going to get a little weird.
I'm going 5-0 right here.
All right.
Oh.
Super Bowl MVP, no. Julian Edelman. I said Super Bowl MVPs. Didn't mean it was going to be the stars of the hobby here. But a Julian Edelman, 2009 SB Authentic on-card rookie auto. This is numbered to $999. It is a PSA 10.
Sweet.
Sold December of 2021.
December 2021. Hmm. C-Red goes first. Got to get my points on that.
All right, $775.
All right.
$620.
Okay.
$1,650.
Actual price. $549.99.
Close off my game.
Dan
today.
Is on the board.
Damn clown makeup last week. It's got me off my game.
And you know what? If there's one thing I know about this hobby, it is the market on Julian Edelman cards. So, yeah. I mean, that was in my wheelhouse.
Julian Edelman. You've got the best Julian Edelman PC.
I originally was going to go 450, bro, but I was like, dude, it's a PSA 10.
It is.
I think I was thinking of the contenders because at one point they were like $2,000, so I was trying to base it off of that. But obviously the SB Authentic, not the contenders.
Yeah.
Isn't he the like wide receiver coach for the Niners?
No, it's Wes Welker.
Yeah, Wes Welker.
Same player. But.
Edelman is like doing the media stuff right now. I feel like he's kind of trying to become the next.
I like the next one.
All right.
I like the next one.
That's right. Current Los Angeles Ram and Super Bowl MVP with the Denver Broncos right down the street in Santa Clara.
Such a good ball player.
Ooh.
2011 playoff contenders Von Miller. I don't know if that's an on-card, but it is an auto. This is number 299 BGS. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm reading something different. Number 299. Where is my info?
It looks like
here?
A contenders ticket.
It's contenders.
Yeah, there it is. Yes, it is contenders. Playoff contenders.
20.
PSA 10. 12? Sold January 31st. 2011.
2011. I liked it much better when he was playing the Raiders last year.
What I'm going to give Cody props here. You could have put him in a Bronco uni in the slide.
I know.
Would have been better.
And you didn't, and I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Would have been better. Everybody knows he made all of his money in Denver. Super Bowl champion.
Super Bowl champ. Won it in Santa Clara. All right.
Dan goes first. You know your Rams, so let's see what you got.
Defensive player, though.
Yes.
Keep that in mind. $825.
Okay. $750.
Okay.
$299.
$299. Actual
no respect.
Price.
Give it to me.
$900, which means Dan gets.
Oh my God! Barely beat me again.
Barely, just barely.
I think I'm out of this now, right? Or I could tie.
You could tie. So it is currently Dan with two, C-Rad with
somebody's
one.
Crazy. $800.
It's Von Miller.
I was like $299. No respect,
Von Miller. Von Miller, a absolute Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Man, I am off my game.
$2.99?
I'm off my game.
This is not the easiest one.
Julian Edelman, probably not a Hall of Famer.
What do you think? He's not Patrick Willis.
Don't tell that to Patriots fans.
Yeah.
If you want to talk about guys who fan bases, hey, shout out to the Boston area.
Oh, big.
Big.
Anyway, we'll talk about it later. Big Nick. Nick Foles won the Super Bowl. Statue of Liberty. This is a BGS 10 rookie. Prism rookie auto. Oh, Nick Foles. Why did I forget he was originally... Was he on the Eagles that whole run?
No, he left.
He left.
Okay, you know what would be great to look at? A database of Nick Foles cards throughout his whole career.
Oh, yeah.
Because it has been like just...
Sort of like his career.
When was this sold?
This was sold January 25th, actually.
So recently.
Just recently sold.
That's also the rookie year of Prism.
Yep.
General.
Yes.
Pristine
First
10.
First year of Prism. It's a rookie of him. It's a pristine 10.
Oh, my God. I might as well just make up a number at this point.
All right. I'm locked in. Dan got to go first.
This is a really, really hard one. It's
very hard.
I don't think I got it.
Sold just a few weeks ago.
I don't think I got it. But I got to go, right?
Yep.
575.
Okay.
Wow.
2250.
Okay.
1100. We're all over the place.
I'm just like, what could he possibly be doing now? I mean, it's almost like...
He's Super Bowl champ, maybe a diehard Eagles
fan. I know. I get that, but like... Andy Dalton?
Yeah.
Nick Foles?
Come on, Cody. Get it to me, man.
But nonetheless, actual price. I'm actually amazed at how close C-Red got. $22.50 was his number. $2,500 is what
like,
it sold
who,
for.
Like, what are you doing?
Who's buying?
What are you doing?
Right.
It's a 10, baby. Probably pop one.
I get it, but like, are you banking on Nick Foles giving us another run?
I think this was a hardcore Philadelphia collector, also maybe a hardcore Nick Foles collector. Pristine 10, which we never ever see.
There's no hardcore Nick
but there's
Foles
also,
collectors
also,
out there.
You guys, you got to remember, if you look at 12-13 Prism NBA, like Adonis Haslam card will sell for $200-$300.
Yeah.
I get that. And that when you said that, I'm like, it being a Pristine 10 and it being the first year of Prism was probably more valuable than it being Nick Foles.
Oh, no.
All right. Well, so it's 2-2, right?
All right.
I'm basically just playing for fun now.
Well, if you get this, then we're going to have to figure out some sort of tiebreaker. But if Dan or C-Ray get it, then we will have a winner. Elite quarterback Joe Flacco.
Same year, too, baby.
It's also first year of – and they specifically mention
it's
on
pretty
it.
Pretty much Nick Foles.
First – yeah, pretty much. First year Prism. Also the year – would this – yeah, this would be the year one Super Bowl.
2012.
Prism Gold, Joe Flacco, first year.
Don't remember that.
BGS 9.5. It's a number to 10. It's sold on December 20th.
Jeez.
December 20th?
December
20th. This is C-Rad's first victory, right?
Might be. In a long time. I know I won one before.
Yeah, we need
But it
might
have been years ago.
Yeah. We'll have to go back and
Hold on. I got to think about this, though. Hold on.
I don't know if Super Bowl year plays into this at all. I don't really think it does.
Is it? It's not like $38,000, is
no.
it?
Well, I can't say.
Okay. I'm locked in. You ready for
all
this
right.
one?
All right. Let's do it. Let's hear it.
For my first victory.
All right.
In a long time. $37.50.
Okay.
$37.50. $28.75.
Okay.
That was pretty close.
For the sake of the show, I put WTF.
All right. So Doug said, you know what? Let's pick a winner. Boy.
I got out of the way.
You know what? I bet if Doug had made a serious guess, he probably would have won this one. Because actual price, $685.
Oh, I would have went like $1,100 again.
You won.
By default.
By default.
Are you serious?
Dan is the winner.
Dude,
even though he's off by about 2,000.
I was only 2,200 off.
I'm done.
I was only 2,200 off.
I'm tired of losing these at the end. I'm done.
Oh, man. Wow. I probably would have gotten that one. So, yeah, there was no way I was thinking over $2,000.
You could have gone
no
one.
Way.
You could have gone $1.
It's a
I moved out the way.
And you would have gotten it.
I would have gotten
won by
it.
Price is Right rules.
I don't get how the Nick Foles.
This is what I was just about to say.
Because it's sold for that much.
It's a rookie card.
Rookie 10. And Eagles fans love love him.
Year, gold. 9-5 10. Gold, first year of Prism.
Also no auto.
But only number to 10.
Joe, but, you know, to be honest, Joe Flacco is, like, probably the most forgettable quarterback
Trent
over the last 20 years.
Trent Dilfer.
No, but, I mean, yeah, but that's even farther back. But, like, Flacco won in 2013, and nobody remembers. Nobody cares.
He got paid.
It was Ray Lewis and Ed Reed that people remember.
Joe Flacco was a serviceable quarterback. He's still in the league.
He's still in the league.
He had some
good
years.
He got a start this year somewhere. Jets, maybe?
Jets. Not even he can turn it around.
Well, and I just did come up. I know we're getting at the end of the show, but we do have a giveaway for this week. We're going to give away another $150 in break credit if you want to use it on mojobreak.com for maybe a Series 1. We also got Upper Deck Hockey coming out, too. Series 1 of that. Trevor Zegras is coming out in that thing. Everybody's going wild over Trevor Zegras. But I want to know what your favorite Super Bowl dish is. So I want to put that in the comment here on Mojo Break Media. What's your favorite? I need some ideas. I'm hosting, so I want to. The quicker, the better. If you're watching
spaghetti
this on,
chili.
If you're watching this on Sunday, don't even bother. No, I'm kidding. But no, put your pick in for best dish, whether it be a side dish, whether it be a main dish, whether it be a dessert. What's your favorite Super Bowl dish, and what are you looking forward to eating this Sunday for Super Bowl?
Coors
and,
Lights.
yeah, eating Coors Lights. That's probably what I'll be doing. $150 in break credit. And make sure you guys follow us at Mojo Break M on Twitter, as well as subscribe here on Mojo Break Media. We've got some stuff going down the pipeline. We got a hockey episode's about to drop at some point. I think we might do another Wild and Crazy Cards coming up as well. So stay tuned for that. There's a really, really, I'm going to have to get on this next Wild and Crazy Cards. That's something from my childhood, so I got to get in on this and open up a few packs. So make sure you hit subscribe. Check out mojobreakshop.com if you want to pre-order that Series 1 tops. And we'll see you guys next week. Peace.